You're listening to an African Elements top news story for June 5, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. How Lesotho's water wealth can end its power struggle. The small kingdom of Lesotho lies high in the mountains of southern Africa. Completely landlocked by South Africa, this mountainous nation holds a unique geographical gift. Its high-altitude peaks capture massive amounts of rainfall and snow, feeding major river systems. Because of this immense resource, experts often refer to the country as the water tower of the region. Yet a deep paradox lies at the heart of this sovereign nation. While the kingdom quenches South African thirst, it relies on its neighbor to keep its own lights on. This reliance creates a major vulnerability. South Africa has suffered from chronic power shortages, leaving Lesotho at risk of blackouts. In June 2026, Lesotho signed a massive 98 billion Maloti, or $6.2 billion, energy deal to change this dynamic. This initiative, known as Project Kobong, represents the largest foreign investment in the history of the country. By harnessing its high-altitude waters for power, the kingdom hopes to break its historical chains of dependency. The history of water and power in this region is marked by struggle and colonial-style aggression. During the 1980s, the white minority apartheid regime in South Africa was desperate to secure water for its industrial core in Gauteng. At the same time, Lesotho's prime minister, Leabua Jonathan, was a vocal opponent of apartheid. He supported liberation movements and refused to sign away the water rights of his nation to a racist regime. This resistance angered the leaders in Pretoria, who decided to use force. In December 1985, South Africa launched a strict border blockade. It stopped food, fuel, and medical supplies from entering the landlocked kingdom. This cruel economic siege sparked a bloodless military coup on January 20, 1986, which removed Prime Minister Jonathan from power. The new military rulers, led by General Lekanya, immediately yielded to South African demands. They expelled anti-apartheid freedom fighters and reopened the border. Throughout the continent, the resistance from local workers and activists has always targeted these forms of external domination. Within 10 months of the water coup, the military junta signed the Lesotho Highlands Water Project Treaty. The 1986 treaty created a massive infrastructure program that favored South African industry. Under the agreement, Lesotho diverted water from the Orange River system directly to South Africa. In exchange, the kingdom received regular royalty payments and built the 72-megawatt Mwela hydropower plant. However, this power plant was not nearly enough to meet the growing electrical demands of the country. South Africa gained control of over 60% of its industrial water supply, but Lesotho was forced to import power. This dynamic created a deeply unequal relationship. Lesotho surrendered control of its natural riches while remaining dependent on Eskom, South Africa's state power company. Eskom struggled to maintain its own grid, which frequently left Lesotho in the dark. This structural inequality highlighted how resource exploitation can limit the development of a sovereign state. To illustrate this economic divide, observers can examine the massive difference in resource control between the two nations. The $6.2 billion deal is not a brand new idea. Instead, it represents a long-delayed promise from the second phase of the water treaty. When Lesotho and South Africa signed the Phase 2 agreement in 2011, they planned to build the Kobong pumped storage schemes. This facility would use the existing Katse Reservoir to store and generate massive amounts of electricity. However, the project stalled for over a decade. Extensive feasibility studies in 2013 and 2018 showed that the construction costs were simply too high for the public purse. Disagreements over who would pay for the power transmission lines created a political bottleneck. Facing tight budgets, the Lesotho Highlands Development Authority officially deferred the Kobong project in late 2023. The government shifted its focus towards smaller, less expensive energy projects. The dream of energy independence seemed to slip away until private capital stepped in. After deferring the massive pumped storage project, Lesotho turned to run-of-the-river hydropower. These smaller-scale projects do not require massive dams or reservoirs. Instead, they divert a portion of a river's natural flow through a tunnel to spin turbines. This method has a much lower environmental impact. It avoids flooding huge areas of agricultural land and does not force rural communities to move. Unfortunately, these smaller projects come with a major trade-off in power consistency. Because they do not store water, their power output depends entirely on the seasonal flow of the river. During dry winter months, the electricity generated by run-of-the-river systems drops significantly. Therefore, these systems cannot provide the steady, reliable baseload power that a growing economy requires. This limitation forced the government to keep searching for a large-scale energy solution. The June 2026 agreement with Convault Energy breathes new life into the Highland Valleys. This deal completely reimagines Project Kobong by combining heavy green energy with the digital economy. The core of the plan is a 1,200-megawatt pumped storage hydropower plant. This capacity is more than 10 times the current domestic power generation of the kingdom. To make the project financially viable, Convault will build a massive, energy-intensive artificial intelligence data center right next to the power source. This combination solves a global problem. AI data centers require vast amounts of steady, clean electricity to run and cool their computers. By building the data center near the mountain reservoirs, the project guarantees a steady customer for the generated power. High-level networking played a critical role in sealing this deal. King Letsi III consulted personally with former United States House Majority Leader Richard Gephardt, who serves as a board member for Convault Energy. This personal diplomatic effort bypassed traditional funding bottlenecks to secure private American capital, opening doors for local academic transformation and technological training. While the $6.2 billion deal brings massive investment, it also raises critical questions about sovereign control. Shifting the project's funding to private American capital protects the kingdom from taking on heavy public debts. However, the initial binding agreement does not specify what concessions the government had to make. Because the proposed plant will generate 10 times the country's current power, a private foreign firm will control a vital national asset. This arrangement introduces the risk of corporate capture. Leaders must carefully negotiate to defend sovereign independence in the face of such overwhelming financial influence. Historically, marginalized communities have struggled against policies that prioritize corporate interests over local self-determination. The government must ensure that the control of its most precious resource, water, remains in the hands of the Basotho people. Future regulatory stages will determine whether this project truly empowers the nation or merely shifts dependency from one foreign power to another. This strategic pivot toward the digital and green energy sectors comes at a time of deep economic distress. In early 2025, Lesotho suffered a severe trade shock when the United States imposed a 50% tariff on its imports. This decision devastated the local textile industry, which exports most of its products to the American market under the African Growth and Opportunity Act, known as AGOA. The resulting economic instability led to mass layoffs and factory closures. The burden of these layoffs fell heavily on working-class Black women, who make up over 80% of the garment workforce. These women are often the primary breadwinners for their households, and their jobs support entire extended families. The disruption forced many into deep poverty and low-paying informal work. Understanding the struggles of female workers is essential to evaluating any national development strategy. The government hopes that the $6.2 billion investment will create new high-skilled jobs to offset these losses, but transition programs for displaced factory workers remain unwritten. The construction of the massive 1,200-megawatt Kobong project will take place in the rural Mokotlong district. This region is home to traditional farming and herding communities. Historically, large dam projects in the Lesotho Highlands have forced rural families off their ancestral lands. These displacements have led to long-standing disputes over fair compensation and the loss of local livelihoods. The initial agreement with Convault Energy does not outline how the company will handle local displacement or community protection. Instead, these environmental justice concerns are deferred to future social assessments and feasibility studies. It is vital that the project does not repeat the mistakes of the past, where rural populations paid the price for urban development. The state must ensure that the rural poor benefit from the clean energy generated in their own valleys. The Convault deal is the crown jewel of a broader national push to achieve complete energy independence by 2030. Alongside this project, the World Bank approved a $50 million credit in May 2026 to expand grid access to rural communities. Additionally, the government is exploring innovative floating solar panels on the Katse and Mohale reservoirs. These parallel efforts show a comprehensive strategy to utilize the country's unique geography. By combining solar, run-of-the-river, and massive pump storage systems, Lesotho is positioning itself to become a green energy hub. The nation can transition from a vulnerable importer to a key exporter of clean electricity in southern Africa. For 40 years, the flow of resources has been unequal. With these bold initiatives, the kingdom is finally working to reclaim its sovereign strength, lighting its own homes with the power of its own waters. Copyright, African Elements.